Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. Our number is always 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you got questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. And we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We're trying to get our guest, who is in France, actually, for the bottom of the hour. He has written a very interesting book, Mark Stephen Porro, called A Cup of Tea on the Commode, which is about his story of taking care of his elderly mom, nursing his elderly mom. She finally passed away. It's a really interesting and very amusing story, actually. Not an amusing topic, but it's very entertaining. It's sad. It's sweet. It's funny. Really interesting book. A Cup of Tea on the Commode, and we're trying to get Mark on the phone, but he's in France, so we're going to see if we can do that. If not, we'll take your calls for the remainder of the program, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We're also going to do our Zoom call, our Sunday Zoom call, myself and Frank Lopez, at startnowzoom.com. That will be at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right after the show, startnowzoom.com. So if you have questions about the longevity products or you just want to join us, we're going to talk about mindset. We've been talking about mindset and the psychology of success now for the last few Zoom episodes, I guess you'd call them. And then we'll also talk about dirty blood, and that's at startnowzoom.com. 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right after the program. I also have a new YouTube channel you might want to check out, at Your Skin Matters. I put the at sign, search in the YouTube search engine, at Your Skin Matters. I put all I'm in the process of putting all our Moment of Truths videos up, as well as three or four podcast videos in a studio, and they're all up. It's mostly focused on skin. The podcast videos and Moments of Truth are just miscellaneous health topics. That's at Your Skin Matters, if you put that in the search engine. So you got the Zoom call, 7 p.m., startnowzoom.com, and our new YouTube channel, at Your Skin Matters. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know the drill. Head to my website, brightsideben.com, my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts and video page, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. The longevity products can be purchased right off the website, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget, you can ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, be part of the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, or if you simply want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions or comments or a health challenge you need help with, and hopefully we'll get Mark Poro on, Mark Stephen Poro at the bottom of the hour, and talk about his book, A Cup of Tea on the Commode, at the bottom of the hour. All right, so we're still talking about the digestive system, specifically SIBO, and we covered the entire intestine. We talked about the duodenum and the jejunum and the ileum, the three parts of the intestine, where all the of the small intestine, where the nutrients are absorbed. We'll get to the large intestine here in a little bit, but there's so much to talk about with the small intestine, because that really is the crux of the body, the center of the body. This is where all health, this is where everything goes awry when it comes to chronic health challenges, is right at the level of the intestine. The duodenum is where the bile dumps, the bile and the pancreatic juices get dumped into the food, or hit the food as the stomach, as the food exits the stomach and enters into the intestine. Then you've got the jejunum, where most of the nutrients are absorbed, and then you've got the ileum, where the fats are absorbed. So I want to continue talking about this whole link. We're going to talk about something called leaky gut and SIBO eventually. I first heard about leaky gut in the 1980s, and I started hearing about SIBO after that. People thought I was crazy when I was bringing up the subject of digestion and absorption, especially when it came to skin health. But I'm telling you, there's no way you can be healthy at the level of there's no way your body can be healthy if you're unhealthy at the level of the intestine. So, last Brightside episode, yesterday we were talking about bile and the whole relationship to small intestinal health. When we think of bile, we mostly think of it as the gallbladder. Gall actually means bile, bladder means bag, and the gallbladder stores the bile. So most of the time when we think about bile, we're talking about the gallbladder, the liver, where bile is produced, and the first part of the intestine, which is where the secretion of bile is going to play its major role, which is in the liberating of fats. Those three areas are really what we talk about, or we think about, certainly in this program when we talk about bile: the gallbladder, the liver, and the first part of the intestine, where the food gets dumped into the duodenum. But there is a major role for bile down lower at the bottom part of the intestine. This is where we left off yesterday. The ileum, the bottom part of the small intestine, the third part of the small intestine, the last section, there's a really interesting role for bile at this level. Under normal circumstances, bile that's secreted into the first part of the intestine gets sucked back into the gallbladder from the ileum. This is really interesting. Bile recycles itself. So bile gets secreted. It gets dumped into the intestine from the gallbladder, probably, if you don't have a gallbladder, from the liver as well. And then it does its business at the first part of the intestine, and then it gets sucked back in. It's called bile acid reabsorption at the level of the ileum. Not all of it, about 95% of it. The rest of it gets dumped out of the body via the small, the large intestine and bowel movements. But most of it is getting sucked back in. However, if there is damage to the intestine at the level of the ileum, those bile acids are not going to get reabsorbed. This is a serious health problem that gets really underappreciated. The bile acids are supposed to get reabsorbed through the intestine back into the liver, and then eventually into the gallbladder, and then it goes back around. It's called enterohepatic circulation. It circulates from the intestine to the liver to the gallbladder, back to the intestine to the liver to the gallbladder. It keeps circulating. However, if that intestinal wall is damaged, you have Crohn's disease, or you have irritable bowel syndrome, if any kind of gluten intolerance, any kind of intestinal problem, that bile is not going to get sucked back in, and instead it's going to pass through into the large intestine. It's going to pull water with it, and that's where you end up with chronic diarrhea and chronic loose stools. If you have any condition of chronic diarrhea, chronic loose stools, which is somewhat common, you want to suspect that there is damage to the intestinal wall at the level of the ileum. This condition, by the way, is called BAM, B-A-M, bile acid malabsorption. And it can be the end result of Crohn's disease or bacterial infection. Pancreatic insufficiency can cause it. Chemotherapy can be a cause. There's some drugs that can do it. Metformin, by the way, a very common diabetes drug, can cause BAM. And in the long run, BAM can lead to all kinds of health challenges. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls this segment, and we're going to speak to Mark Stephen Poro at the bottom of the hour.
Mark is the author of a very interesting book, Cup of Tea on the Commode, his story of taking care of his mom as she was leaving the planet as she was transitioning. Really interesting, funny, sad, sweet story. Mark Stephen Port at the bottom of the hour. Your calls this segment if we have them, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. All right, so we're talking about the small intestine, and we're talking about this idea that bile is supposed to get absorbed at the level of the small intestine, go back into the liver, gallbladder, and then back into the intestine, and back to the liver and the gallbladder, back to the intestine. This whole thing circulates. It's called enterohepatic circulation. However, if the ileum, the intestinal wall, is damaged, that will not occur. Bile will get dumped out into the large intestine, and you'll end up with chronic long-term diarrhea. Anytime there's chronic loose stools, chronic diarrhea, you want to suspect either SIBO or dysbiosis or irritable bowel syndrome. This condition is called BAM. Bile acid malabsorption. It could be caused by various factors, Crohn's disease, IBS, pancreatic insufficiency, radiation and chemotherapy can do it, and the drug metformin is notorious for causing problems with the ileum and BAM, bile acid malabsorption. In the long run, bile acid malabsorption can lead to problems like bile deficiency. That in turn can lead to malnutrition, electrolyte loss due to this chronic diarrhea, essential fatty acid deficiencies, deficiencies in the fatty vitamins, DEAK, excuse me. If the ileum is damaged, vitamin B12 is absorbed at the level of the ileum, so you can run into issues with low B12 levels, energy issues, weight loss issues, or weight gain issues, depending on if your metabolism is affected. And there isn't much that the medical model can do. This is the most troubling thing about bile acid malabsorption, or BAM. There are no drugs for it. There's no medical treatment for BAM. The best they could do is give you something called a bile acid sequestrant. Bile acid sequestrants are these drugs that suck up bile. They don't really address the problem. They're not helping with the damage to the intestine that's causing the problem in the first place, or the chronic low level secretion of bile following the gallbladder removal. That can also, by the way, cause issues with BAM. If you have your gallbladder taken out, many people who have their gallbladder taken out end up with chronic diarrhea. They don't know what's happening. What's happening is when your gallbladder is taken out, the body will secrete a steady secretion of low levels of bile into the intestine, directly into the intestine from the liver, and that steady secretion of bile can overwhelm the reabsorption systems, and you get the same problem. You end up with bile getting dumped into the large intestine, and water follows, and there's your chronic diarrhea. So you can have this condition, number one, if the ileum wall is damaged, the intestinal wall at the level of the ileum, or if you've had your gallbladder taken out. If you've got your gallbladder, you want to keep it. And ironically, people take their gallbladder out, will have their gallbladder taken out oftentimes because there's issues at the level of the ileum. So fixing the ileum, fixing the intestine is really the key to everything, and there's nothing the doctor can do to fix the intestinal wall. There's no magic drug that'll do it. They give you these drugs that suck up bile. They're called bile acid sequestrants. They sequester bile. They magnetically attract bile, essentially, is what they're doing. Questran is a common drug. You may have heard of that. Cholestyramine is the name of Questran. There's various forms of cholestyramine. Cholestid is another bile acid sequestrant. There's about four or five of these things. They're basically resins that magnetically attract themselves to bile and improve their excretion. They get dumped out, basically. These types of drugs, which are basically inert, are also used to pull cholesterol out of the body. And before statin drugs, the bile acid sequestrants were the primary pharmaceutical intervention that was available to lower cholesterol levels. In addition to pulling out bile, which is made of cholesterol, these drugs will also increase the production of bile. So what's happening is you're losing bile as it's stuck to the cholestid and the resin. And that will in turn cause an increase in bile production, which also will lower cholesterol. Biochemistry can be a little bit complicated, but the bottom line is there's nothing the doctor can do for a bile acid malabsorption problem, save for give these bile acid sequestering drugs. And the best way to deal with it is lifestyle. The best way to deal with BAM, BAM, bile acid malabsorption, is to correct food issues, which will help reduce damage to the ileum, also addressing SIBO, which we will talk about here later on. And then there's a whole other issue with bile, and that is toxicity, because in addition to being important for fat digestion and fat absorption, bile is also a detox fluid. It's responsible for helping the body eliminate toxins, old hormones, pesticides, and other fat-soluble toxins, which, by the way, includes prescription drugs. The more prescription drugs you're taking, the more work your bile's going to have to do to clear things out. And the way it works is in the ileum, as well as in the liver, poisons are attracted to bile. Bile has an ability to electromagnetically attract poisons. Bile has something in it called bile salts. You may have heard that term, bile salts. Bile salts have electrical charges that associate with toxins. So they basically the bile sticks to the toxins and forms a bile poison complex. And when the intestine is operating correctly, this bile poison complex is supposed to be eliminated through the large intestine. Just like with the cholestid or with the bile resins, the bile acid sequestrants, the bile gets attracted to it and then gets dumped out of the intestine. However, if you got too many toxins, and that's very common these days from eating the wrong foods and poor lifestyle choices, using drugs, prescription drugs or non-prescription drugs, or hormone imbalances, or exposures to xenohormones, foreign hormones, or prescription drug hormones, the bile can be overwhelmed with poisons, and instead of being completely eliminated, they'll get reabsorbed. As the bile gets sucked back into the liver, it's going to pull the drugs back in and the toxins back in. And now you have bile that's sludgy, bile that is sticky, bile that is congealed. It's actually called congealed bile. This enterohepatic circulation that sucks the bile back up will suck up congealed bile, sticky bile, toxic bile. And you end up with a sludgy, thick bile. Under healthy conditions, bile is supposed to be thin. It's supposed to be slippery. It's supposed to have a slippery consistency. But when it becomes sludgy, it gets thick and sticky and more acidic. And this can be caused not only by toxicity, but also by low stomach acid upstream, as well as deficiencies in certain nutrients, like essential fatty acids, for example, vitamin A, for example. The B vitamin choline is important. The essential amino acid methionine is important. Taurine is important. All of these things are important for helping thin out bile and helping us make bile. And over the course of time, if we don't have these nutrients and we've got lots of toxins or we're not making enough stomach acid, bile becomes sludgy. Alcohol can do it, by the way. Alcoholism, drinking lots of alcohol. Organ transplants can sometimes cause problems with bile. Pregnancy can lead to bile sludge. Sludgy bile is not only going to have a negative effect on detoxification, now bile can't do its work, and fat digestion and absorption, it's also where we get stones, whether we're talking gallstones or whether we're talking liver stones. All right, we'll continue this discussion on bile, sludgy bile, and the health of the intestine. As goes the health of the intestine, so goes the health of the rest of the body on a coming Bright Side episode. Mark Stephen Porro, coming up next. We're talking about his book, A Cup of Tea on the Commode.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
USA News Update. As the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires grows to at least 93,
Preliminary reports estimate billions of dollars in property damage. One research firm reported that over 2,000 homes will need to be rebuilt in Lahaina after the fires subside. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Abby Lowell told CBS's Face the Nation that a plea deal is still a possibility after the initial agreement fell apart in federal court last month. A Georgia state official is concerned about possible violence related to election interference charges against former President Trump. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is expected to present her case against Trump to a grand jury starting Monday. Barbie remains in the pink for a fourth straight week after notching more than $33 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a show or review a topic or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find the longevity products up at brightsideben.com and the Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to sign up, join the Brightside Ben team, you can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got the longevity
longevity products, as well as a Join the Team link on all the sites. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to start a home-based business. If you're in the longevity business already, or even if you're not, we're doing a Zoom call tonight, and we do them every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at startnowzoom.com, startnowzoom.com. And also want to invite you to check out our new YouTube page, at Your Skin Matters, at Your Skin Matters. Just put that into the search box on YouTube, at Your Skin Matters. And hopefully you'll join us on our Zoom call tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, startnowzoom.com. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Of course, that's no surprise to you guys. Health equals beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and beautiful skin is healthy skin. And Truth Skin Health products are healing products, are healing cuts and scrapes and burns and eczema, and consequently, they are also beauty products, because at the end of the day, if a product will heal the skin, it will beautify it as well, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin that doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Your skin will thank you. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments. TruthTreatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest tonight, Mark Stephen Porro, a New Jersey native. He's got an industrial design degree, and he is he's appeared in television shows, film shows, stage productions. He's a Hollywood actor, and he's also now an author of a very interesting book called A Cup of Tea on the Commode. It's his story of taking care of his 89-year-old mom, and I can relate because I'm taking care of my mom now as well. Please welcome to the Bright Side, author of A Cup of Tea on the Commode, website, acupoftheaonthecommode.org, Mark Stephen Porro, all the way from France. What's up, Mark?
Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You're in France now, right? 2:30 a.m.
I'm in the south of France. It's 2:30.
2:30 in the morning. Nice.
So
thank
you. Yeah, it's okay. I took a little nap, so we're.
I'm glad you came on. I'm honored that you came on. Where in Jersey? I'm a New Jersey boy too. Where are you from in Jersey?
Ridgewood, so that's
okay.
Up in Bergen County.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And whereabouts are you?
Central. I was born in Flemington, New Jersey, actually, and lived in Trenton.
Okay, cool.
Spent my child in Trenton. So I have a warm, fuzzy spot in my heart for folks from New Jersey. There's something really honest and clear about how New Jerseyites communicate. I really like that. So I was fine with that.
There was a fun show about the early revolution that was on one of the cable shows about the first spies during the revolution. And I remember there was some soldiers from Connecticut that were dealing with another group of soldiers. And the Connecticut people said to the soldiers, the other soldiers, they said, "Boy, you guys are brash." And the guy says, "We're from Jersey. Get
okay.
over it."
They've always been that way then.
So,
they've always been that way.
Always been that way.
Oh, that's great. I love it. All right. So you got a very interesting book here. Tell us a little bit about the story. I'm going to ask you some specific questions. But tell us generally about the story of taking care of your mom.
Okay. So I am the fifth of six children. My mother and dad had three sons, three daughters. And in 2011... in February, 9 days after my mom's 89th birthday, I got a call. At the time, I was in Michigan. My sister also had a design firm, so I would go back and forth between L.A. And Michigan occasionally to make money when acting was a little bit slow. And I got a call from my older brother who said, "Mom just shut down, and she's laying in bed, and she's not responding at all." And they called the doctor, and the doctor said, "Cut off all meds, all foods and liquids, and let her go." And they called hospice, so hospice arrived. And I came in. I took the quickest flight I could get because 14 years earlier, we had hospice called for my dad, and 2 days later, he passed. So I kind of freaked out. And so we came home, and mom was in somewhat of a semi-comatose state. And we had people who were living in her house at that point for about 3.5 years. And they were supposed to oversee the house, take care of the house, feed, do the meals and laundry and things like that. At that point, my mother could still walk, though she did tumble a number of times. But she could walk and take care of herself pretty much. We did have someone come in a few months earlier to help with personal hygiene, just to help her out a little bit. And but it appeared that she just was not happy. And so we arrived, and she didn't respond to anything but touch. She did move a little bit with touch, but she barely opened her eyes. And I started looking around, and in this house that we all grew up in, at that point, it was probably in our family for about 60 years, it just wasn't our home anymore. These people who came in kind of just transformed it into their place. They were supposed to be living upstairs. I created like an apartment up there, and I think my mom just wanted to check out. In her bedroom, everything that was hers or a Poro item were all crammed in her bedroom, and the rest of the house was filled with their stuff.
Big house?
So I think she,
what, was it a big house?
Big house, five bedroom house. Yeah, five bedroom house, two bedrooms on the first floor, three upstairs, and lived in a nice, beautiful cul-de-sac in Ridgewood. Was a great little village. They call it the village. It's 25,000 people, but it was had a great education, lovely. It was a great place to grow up, but it just seemed like she wanted to check out. So we all kind of hung out and did a vigil bedside. I had a priest come in and give her the last rites. And we just were like on wait. And then she kind of snapped out of it after weeks. And I think it was, to me, it appeared to be like I have a chapter in there. It was like a silent scream for help. And when we came back, she kind of sensed we were there, and so love was back in the house, because these people really didn't like her. I think it was just a free living for them. And mom, once she kind of woke up, we realized she really didn't like these people either.
She needs some love.
I dealt with them over those three.
She needs some TLC.
Yeah,
she needs some
love.
TLC. Yeah.
TLC. She needed to know that somebody cared. And
hang on to that thought, Mark.
Anyway, so
Mark, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. When we come back and watch you continue. Then okay. I got a couple questions to ask you. Mark, Stephen Poro is with us. His book, A Cup of Tea on the Commode website. A Cup of Tea on the Commode.org. More with Mark Stephen Poro on the Bright Side right after this.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. We're talking to Mark Stephen Porro, New Jersey native and author of the book, A Cup of Tea on the Commode, the website, acupofteaonthecommode.org. Mark, continue on with your story. Sorry, I had to cut you off there. If you could just continue and finish up, and I got a couple questions to ask you.
Okay, so so she shut down in early February, and sometime in March, she kind of snapped out of it. Now, hospice nurses are usually very good, and I learned a lot from them, and I felt very comfortable taking over once they left, because they taught me all the tips and tricks of, like, changing the bedding while the patient is in bed and changing diapers and all that other stuff, and treating bed sores. At that point, she had really bad bed sores, so hospice was very angry. And asking who was taking care of this woman to cause all this problems and pain for her. And so we knew we had some bad people in the house supposedly taking care of her. So one of the hospice nurses, we had a directive, no meds, no food, no liquids. And we followed that. But one hospice nurse came in, she looked at the directive, and then she looked at my mother, who was still looked like dead asleep, and said, "Are you hungry?" And her eyes snapped open. And it was the first time her eyes snapped open in weeks. And it was like, and then this woman, the hospice lady, started accusing us of trying to starve our mother to death.
Oh my gosh.
We were following the orders. So now we're thinking, are we starving our mother to death? So we got the hospice nurse. We told her to call her supervisor because she broke the rules, and we weren't really sure what to do at that point. But I went back into my mother's room, and I said, "Mom, are you hungry?" And she spoke for the first time in weeks, and she said, "Yes." And I said, "What would you like?" And she said, "What do you got?" I said, "Anything you want." And she said, "How about some pumpkin pie?"
Oh, wow.
Now, March is not exactly pumpkin pie season. But my older brother, Michael, was there in the house, so I asked him if he wanted to go and search. And he went and searched, and he came back by a miracle with two pumpkin pies. So that was the first thing she ate in weeks. After she finished those two pumpkin pies, which only took about 2 days, then she was on to sherbet. She loved sherbet. and she ate about 8 bowls of sherbet a day. That was it.
Are you serious?
And then she moved on to 8 bowls of oatmeal a day. And we're thinking, she was a type 2 diabetic, but we're thinking she must be on the most continuous sugar high, but she was on no meds, and she was awake and alive, and my mom was back. So we said, what is going on? We're not going to change a thing because we're giving her whatever she wants, and she's doing great. And then I thought the crazy thing was no meds.
Wow.
Almost the whole time that I took care of her, 3.5 years.
And she's lucid the whole time? Clear-headed, lucid, or no?
Well, she had visions, but she had visions early on. So she had a bit of dementia. And later on, we had a doctor that made house calls that came in. After like 2 years, we got a call, and they said, would you like to have someone who comes in to make house calls? I thought that didn't even exist anymore. But this lady came in, and my mom, and she hit it off. And at one point, the doctor whispered to me, I think your mother has Alzheimer's. And so I defended her. I said, of course she doesn't have Alzheimer's. She can't remember my name most of the time, and she sees visions on the ceiling and outside her bedroom window. But I don't think that's Alzheimer's. So she did the cognitive testing, and I thought my mom did great because I'm kind of doing it with her. And when the doctor was done with the test, she whispered to me, she says, yes, I believe she has Alzheimer's. So I turned to my mother, who was a very funny lady, and I said, Mom, you don't have Alzheimer's, do you? And she says, I don't remember.
That's great. Yeah, that's what I always thought about when you have dementia. Like, you don't know you have dementia. Everybody else knows, but you don't know.
Right.
You don't know that you have it. So what's the lesson? What did you learn from taking care of your mom for 3.5 years? What was the take home? Was it a life-changing experience for you?
You know what? I can't say it's life-changing because I grew up with really important lessons from both my mother and my father. So for me, this was not a big deal. This was the right thing to do, especially your parents. Honor your mother and father. And I found honor in it. I found joy in it. And since I didn't have any children and I wasn't married, I think I learned a really good lesson about unconditional love. I may not have really understood that at that point because even as a kid, I had commitment problems with girlfriends and stuff, which I have the stories of
still?
Those in the book.
Still? Did that affect anything of your commitment? Yeah.
I'm in my 60s and I've never been married, so no,
okay.
Of course not.
All right.
It's a choice.
Gotcha.
It's a life choice.
Okay. All right. So what's the deal with Kleenex? What's the deal with Kleenex?
Okay, so seniors, and I'm starting to hit it too, but my mother cherished her Kleenex, and I've seen a lot of seniors, and a lot of people who have read my book have written to me and said, oh my God, that is so true. This woman would use a Kleenex until it was shreds, and then she would hide it either up her sleeve of her sweater, or in a pocket, or somewhere else. And whenever I tried to get a new one to her, it was a fight. It was like a kid giving up its first baby blanket. It was a tug of war,
wow.
And I had to use charm, and I had to use everything I could. I said, I've got a brand new one, and her favorite beverage was hot cup of tea, and that's where the title of the book comes from. So I got to the point where it was almost desperate, and I said, listen, if you let me take that overused, probably unhealthy tissue at this point. I'll give you a brand new one, and it comes with a hot cup of tea. And that's what helped.
So she was born in the
1920s? She was born 1922.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you going to say, if you see?
That's okay. Oh, so at one point, my sister and I were living together while I was building my new home. And she's older than me, and we made an agreement. This was well before this incident with my mom, and we made an agreement. We said if we find either one of us hiding tissues up our sleeves, that is the perfect chance and legal right to kill the other.
Is that right?
So we had a pact. We're good so far. Neither one of us has had to result to that.
All right, so my mom is 89 years old, same age. She's loose. She's clear-headed. She's lucid. She's not bedridden, although she's in chronic pain and can't move. What do you have any advice for me?
Well, I think the main thing is another good lesson, which comes out of also my training with design, is empathy.
Mm.
You've got to put yourself in their shoes, or in my case, let's say with my mother, was non-slip safety socks, because she couldn't walk anymore. I did get her up and walking for a bit, and she was game to do that. But you gotta go at their pace. You have to listen, even if it doesn't make any sense. You have to be there, listen. My mother responded very well to touch. She wasn't much of a conversationalist at that point, though before very much so. So touch, I did some special things. I wasn't sure when I got there. I mean, it's old drab night dresses and things. I bought her a new wardrobe.
Oh, wow. She still wants to look good? Does she still want to look good?
Yes, yes, of course. Being pretty does not end at 90 or wanting to be pretty. And so I created a thing called Day of Beauty. My mother loved going to the beauty parlor. She wasn't a big, I think, on her looks and stuff like that. But her treat was going to the beauty parlor for a shampoo and set, and she got her nails done. She had gorgeous nails. She used to be a hand model back in the 30s, and that was her treat. And I had no idea when the last time that happened.
Wow.
So I created Day of Beauty on a Saturday, because she was a good Catholic girl. I originally had it on Sunday, but I had to move it. And so I did shampoo, and at that point she had very long hair, like she did in her younger years, which was great. So shampoo, blow-dried her hair, put it in a ponytail. Sometimes I braided it. Soaked her feet in Epsom salt. She got a full body massage.
Oh, what a great story.
Bath.
Mark, we're out of time, buddy.
Did her nails.
Mark, great. We're out of time. Hey, yeah. Mark, we're out of time. Great story, though.
Okay.
Great, great story. Thanks so much for coming on The Bright Side. I really appreciate it. A cup of tea on the commode. Mark Stephen Porro, P-O-R-R-O. Website, acupoftheonthecommode.org. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Mark. Best of luck to you. God bless you, my
friend. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Take care. All right, that's all the time we have for tonight. Talk to you next Saturday. And Zoom coming up. Start now, Zoom.com. I'm Farmers of Spend. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.